Another focus of this Caritas Internationalis General Assembly is that of caring for people affected by the world's forgotten conflicts. While media attention focuses on some war-torn parts of the globe, making it relatively easy to find funding for the victims, other countries endure years, even decades, of war, violence and oppression far away from the international spotlight. Somalia is one of those countries where civil war and anarchy have devastated the Horn of Africa nation for over 16 years, leaving hundreds of thousands displaced and almost three-quarters of the population suffering from undernourishment. Recent weeks of mounting violence in and around the capital Mogadishu have led to UN leaders warning of the worst humanitarian crisis the country has ever seen. My colleague Susie Hodges spoke to Davide Bernocchi, head of Caritas in Somalia, to find out more about the current upsurge in fighting there.
From one side, you have the feeling that Ethiopians, although they are not really appreciated by Somalis, but they are bringing back a bit of security, stability, at least outside Mogadishu, I would say. Mogadishu is a particular case. But then, what is happening is that since the insurgents, those who oppose the government, don't have any space to express, I would say, themselves, but on the violent level, they are actually starting terroristic actions. This was expected. This was expectable, at least, if not expected. And this is, to me, also the evidence that a certain militaristic approach to the war on terror is actually creating terrorism.
Do people there feel that proponents or sympathizers of Al-Qaeda are very much active in Somalia?
I don't know whether we can speak about Al-Qaeda. For sure there is a very strong Islamist component in Somalia, and in the Somali context, these people were just looking for a political role to play in Somalia. Since the international community was not able to avoid the war, of course, also within, I would say, the Islamist environment, the most extremist and violent wing took the lead. Now, the political wing of Islamists is marginalized in this moment.
It's the extremists who have got the upper hand.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
How would you describe the morale of the people, you know, given, as you say, this deteriorating security situation, this worsening violence, you know, these suicide bomb attacks in Mogadishu?
Islamists have been able to ensure a certain stability in Mogadishu for 6 months and to give people concrete results in terms of changes of daily life. Now I think that Somalis, after 16 years of civil war, Somalis want and expect concrete results. So they are going to judge this government on concrete results. And I think that within the government there is somehow the awareness that now the humanitarian war has to be won after the military one. But on the other side, to do this, we need an inclusive process. We need to put back the point of the situation on the political table.
Yes, when you go around and you talk to ordinary Somali people, I mean, are they pessimistic about the immediate future? I mean, what are their feelings? What are they saying to you?
They say it's good to have a government. It's not good to have Ethiopians. Ethiopians are the traditional historical enemies of Somalis. So a government backed and finally imposed by the Ethiopian army will never be accepted in Somalia. So I think it is very important at this moment to ensure the conditions for the government to work, but Ethiopians are not the most appropriate people to do it.
Turning to the humanitarian situation, the UN says that nearly three-quarters of the Somali population is undernourished. So is it a real battle to get food or to find an adequate diet?
I would say more the second. In many regions, it's different finding food itself. In other regions, food is available, but not an adequate diet. We also know that one out of four children dies before reaching 5 years. So the humanitarian situation is really terrible.
In fact, the UN says that Somalia is currently undergoing its worst humanitarian crisis of the last 15, 16 years. Is that your impression as well?
I think so, because of the compounding effect of different problems. In the last year, only in the last year, we had droughts, then floods, then cholera, war. All these things, of course, have worsened the already precarious situation.
How many people have been displaced from their homes, and how are they coping? Who's looking after them?
According to UNHCR, almost 400,000 people have been displaced from Mogadishu between March and April, when the last clashes between Ethiopian troops and government troops from one side and insurgents from the other side took place. Now the problem is that some members of the international community have accused the government not to ensure humanitarian access to the IDPs, and that is already a big problem in itself. And then many quarters have been totally destroyed, so it is actually a big problem also to think how these people will be able to go back to Mogadishu. So for now they are scattered in their traditional areas where the clans are living, but these areas are mostly desertic areas which are not able to support and to provide for their livelihood.
So you're saying that many of these people, as you say, the aid agencies cannot reach and so really don't really know what their plight's like?
Yes, I would say so. Although emergencies of this kind in Somalia tend to have a very brief life, because Somalis are used to live in emergency, they can also adapt quite well, or better than other people maybe. And they also have their own internal clan solidarity mechanism that help a lot in these cases.
But tell me something specifically about what Caritas is doing. I mean, how you're helping the needy people.
The Caritas network, so which is broader than Caritas Somalia, has been present in Somalia throughout the civil war. So in this moment we have Caritas Switzerland operating in Hargeisa, in the self-declared independent region of Somaliland. Then we have Troker, which is Caritas Ireland, working in Gedo region and providing health. Caritas Somalia is working in Baidoa, the town which is hosting the transitional federal institutions at the moment, although some of them have already relocated into Mogadishu. And what we do is basically health, in the sense that although the city has a key role on a political level, there is basically nothing. I mean, no infrastructures. On a humanitarian and social level, it's really a disaster. So we answered an appeal launched by the government almost 1 year and a half ago, and we established a health center in Baidoa, in which we treated more than 36,000 people in the last year.
Now, there has been calls for an international reconciliation effort, but nothing's really come of that. I mean, again, do people think that this will get off the ground?
It's a political initiative by the president, and there has been a lot of debate whether it would include also Islamists or not. And of course, also the international community is playing a role in this. What I would say is that as long as this Congress will be able to include not only all the clan elements, but also all the different political positions represented within the Somali society, there is a hope that Somalia will find a path towards peace, as long as neighboring countries relinquish the will to control directly the political destiny of Somalia.
It's known that the US, though, supports Ethiopia and is very anxious that the Islamists should not gain too much of a hold in Somalia. Is that also causing resentment in the local population?
Well, I think that what is causing resentment in the local population are more the military actions that America made directly, once in the south and once few days ago in the north. I mean, bombarding a village because you think there might be a terrorist there, it's not acceptable, it's not legal, and of course causes resentment, and just, I think, ensures a broader support for Islamists.
Susie Hodges talking there to Davide Bernocchi, head of Caritas in Somalia.